The Cavendon Women by Barbara Taylor Bradford. Read by Anna Bentinck.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Part 1. A Family Reunion. July 1926. The little world of childhood with its familiar surroundings is a model of the greater world. The more intensively the family has stamped its character upon the child, the more it will tend to feel and see its earlier miniature world again in the bigger world of adult life. Carl Jung, The Theory of Psychoanalysis, 1913. Chapter 1. Cecily Swan knew it well, this path. She had walked it all of her life, and it was an old familiar. Lifting her head, she looked up at the grand house towering above her on top of the hill. Cavendon Hall, one of the great stately homes of England. It was the finest of all in Yorkshire. The house was her destination this morning, as it had been so often when she was growing up. Her parents and her brother Harry lived in Little Skell Village at the edge of Cavendon Park, just as their ancestors had done, for 173 years, to be exact. It was a lovely Friday morning in the middle of July, and there was no hint of rain today. The sunshine streamed down, bathing the house in that crystalline northern light which gave the exterior its soft, peculiar sheen at different times of day. Cecily glanced about as she walked on.